Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Once again, you are probably not informed by your regular media sources about this major news development that affects your personal finances. From March 8 to 15 this month, the Federal Reserve Bank's assets grew by $297 billion. That is a whopping 3.6% increase in just 1 week. Why is this important? Starting last summer, Fed policy has been to decrease its assets by $95 billion each month as part of the effort to slow down consumer price increases. For the Fed to do a sudden, unannounced, direct turnaround to again massively inflate its balance sheet is a major indicator to expect consumer prices to soon rise even faster than they have over the past 2 years. The shift in policy matches what the U.S. government and Fed have done with the money supply. As another component to restrain rising consumer prices, last summer the Fed announced that it would gradually reduce the money supply each month. It did so through the end of last year. However, in January this year, the M2 money supply report was higher than it was for the month before. On February 1st, the Fed still claimed it would continue reducing assets and the money supply. These sudden policy reversals to bail out the U.S. and world banking system proves that holding down consumer price increases is no longer a high priority. Consequently, the increase in money chasing an unchanged quantity of goods and services will inevitably result in higher prices in the near future. At the same time, despite what President Biden and Treasury Secretary Yellen stated last week, these sudden massive policy changes mean that American and global banks are just not a safe place for your funds. It probably makes sense to increase the amount of cash you have in your direct possession against the risk you can't immediately access funds in your bank account. To protect against a surge in higher consumer prices, stock up today on food and other non-perishables you consume. Last, make sure you have your wealth insurance position of bullion-priced physical gold and silver coins and ingots. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.